new documentary, Dolores. It's about the life and legacy of Dolores Huerta, who is one of the nation's living labor activism heroes. She's in studio here at KUVO this morning, and we're kind of beside ourselves, so let's just say good morning, Dolores Huerta.
Good morning.
You're walking down the hallway here at KUVO, and you've got a couple jazz stories, too. You like jazz.
I love jazz.
And you've met a couple of personalities on the wall here.
Luckily, because I am kind of an elder, you might say, and that I have been very fortunate in seeing many of the great jazz greats, from Duke Ellington to, you know, of course, I say my claim to fame is I met Charlie Parker once, and of course, I was speechless. I couldn't even say anything to him. I just stood there like really with my tongue frozen.
as Rodney said, kind of like the way we are right now.
Yeah.
I tried to explain to my 20-something son about the grape and lettuce boycotts of the early 70s. Mm-hmm. What do you want to impart to young people about the movement of that time that changed and really started the United Farm Workers?
Mm-hmm. Well, just to tell them that this is what makes change, is when everyone comes together like we did back during the 60s and the 70s, and like people are doing today with the protests and everything, but you know, reaching out to people that can help us, and as we did then with the asking people not to eat grapes, not to eat lettuce, and we had 17 million Americans that stopped eating grapes, and that brought the growers to the table so that we could get toilets in the fields, cold drinking water, rest periods, safety protections for farm workers, and in California, the right to organize.
When did you realize that boycott had gone nationwide? Was it when the growers actually came to the table? Because you're starting in California. Is anybody paying attention? Is anybody hearing what we're saying?
Well, actually, what we had to do, because we couldn't win with a strike because they kept putting us in jail. And so what we did is farm workers went out all over the United States of America. They went to Canada. They went to Europe. And they just asked people to stop eating grapes. And the labor people supported us, labor unions, the church people, community organizations. And this is what made it happen, just people going out there and speaking to everyone and saying, please help us. And that's the way we did it. And, of course, using the radio stations that helped us a lot. On television stations.
Dolores Huerta is in studio. The film about her life is a documentary called Dolores. Before we ask about the film, what are your observations of the labor movement in this day and age? Where are we at today? You're still an activist.
Well, actually, right now I'm doing community organizing. I left the United Farm Workers about 15 years ago, and I'm now going back to the roots the way Cesar and I started as community organizers, and of course President Obama also, as we know, and you know, getting people together to you know, form organizations in their areas so that they can fight all of these inequities that we have in our communities. But the labor movement, I believe, is an endangered species because we have so many of these Republican governors that are out to make sure that workers do not have an organization, and they're trying to do away with labor. And this is very, very threatening, because if you don't have labor unions, then you don't have a middle class. If you don't have a middle class, you do not have a democracy. And so this is a very big threat, I think, to our society here in the United States.
Mrs. Huerta, I want to ask probably an obvious question. With the uncertainty of the next at least 4 years here in this country, and with the present administration that is well entrenched now, what is the future of people's movements and labor movements, and how important is it, more important now than ever?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that we're seeing this now. We see that a lot of people have been kind of laid back and letting things happen. And now they realize that we've all got to hit the streets. You know, we've got to all organize. Because if not, who knows what will happen in the next 4 years. But I always say to people, you have to keep the faith, you know. We saw what happened in the 60s and the 70s when we had the Vietnam War. We had Richard Nixon. But we survived that and came out stronger. And I saw words on a sign. We just had a march in New Mexico, in Albuquerque, Cesar Chavez march, and one of the signs said, "You can cut all the flowers, but you can't hold back the spring."
You can cut all the flowers. That's so
beautiful. And you know, and right now also, of course, we know that we're commemorating Dr. King's. I should say, remembering it. You know,
as we would 49 years ago today.
Right, as we Catholics would say, it would be his Saints' Day. You know, Saints Day, when Dr. King was taken from us, you know. So I think all of this just really inspires people that we really have to get out there and protest and organize. And especially we have to vote. Because I think that's the main thing that people kind of forget. It's a lot easier maybe in people's minds, not really, to go on a march, to go on a protest, but voting is what we really have to do to get good people elected.
Does that start at the local level? I've always been of the understanding that the most power that you have as a citizen is starting from the local on out to national politics.
Absolutely. And in our organizing that we do with the Dolores Huerta Foundation is that we inspire people to run for office. You know, we teach them how to do the organizing to get themselves elected, and we get them to get on these school boards, you know, because a lot of what we're seeing right now of the people that voted for our current president is ignorance. And that ignorance is really based on the fact that they don't know the contributions of people of color to this country. Especially, I like to say, who built the White House and the Congress? It was African slaves. How many people know that?
The personal cost of activism, your living room to living room, still organizing at the community level, there seems to be always a personal price to taking a stand.
Well, I think you have to do that. You have to sacrifice something. And the main thing is your time and maybe money if you have resources to do that. But, time is the most valuable thing that we have. And so when we give up our time, when it be to organize, to do whatever we do, to speak out, and that is the most precious thing that we can do and something that we all have. You know, could I give a quote by Coretta Scott King?
Please.
Okay, Coretta kind of seems to be forgotten in all of the celebrations, and you know, she's the one that went out there with Stevie Wonder and Harry Belafonte that did all of the work to get the Martin Luther King holiday. Coretta said, "We will never have peace in the world until women take power."
Dolores Huerta, thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.